There's this disagreement about the month of March. Some say that it comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Others say it's the other way around. I say, if lion first, then lamb, and if lamb first, then lion. Those in the recent tornado outbreak would probably say that the lion appears about mid-month. This all proves that we can count on lamb or lion regularity about as much as we can count on the forecast that promises sunny skies for 10 days straight. Here it is in law speak. It is understood that such predictions are subject to the vagaries of nature and that the caprice of the elements occasionally cause a weatherman's predictions to go awry. The law enters into the meteorological discussion because people have sued when the weather's gone wrong. And yep, blame the weatherman is exactly what they've done. The cases are tragic. A family swept away by hurricane floodwaters. A boat and its crew lost at sea. A mother drowned, saving her daughter caught in a riptide. The plaintiffs all argued that if the forecast had been better, their loved ones wouldn't have been in harm's way. The family would have evacuated sooner. The boat would have stayed tied up at dock. The mother would have kept her daughter on the beach. These are pretty sympathetic plaintiffs. But despite that, the law mostly sides with the forecasters. There's a decent floodgates argument, of course. One court wrote that if we held the weather bearer responsible for weather woes, farmers, construction workers, and even vacationers could sue for wrongful forecasting when a cloud has no silver lining after all. The analysis varies depending upon the exact claim. Most lawsuits have been against the National Weather Service, an agency of the federal government. In those cases, courts generally find the act of forecasting a discretionary one, shielded by the government's sovereign immunity, and won't meddle in government's policy decisions about weather equipment and forecast choices. So no, an Illinois woman could not successfully sue the government after the 1990 Kendall and Will Counties tornado left her injured. But those who sue private entities don't usually fare much better either. Same outcome when a woman sued the Weather Channel after her husband died in bad weather on a fishing boat. Here's what the court wrote. Predicting possible future events whose outcome is uncertain is not an exact science for which a broadcaster should be held liable. It added that there's no such thing as a forecaster's duty. Especially when we've all had parades rained on in a literal sense after a promise of better weather, and when we can't decide which mammal arrives when in March. I'm Amy Guida.